It's time for today's devotional from Our Daily Bread. The writer for today is Sheridan Voicy, and the reading is entitled, Facing the Battle. Not long ago, I met up with a group of friends. As I listened to the conversation, it seemed like everyone in the room was facing some significant battle. Two of us had parents fighting cancer. One had a child with an eating disorder. Another friend was experiencing chronic pain. And another was facing major surgery. It seemed a lot for a bunch of people in their 30s and 40s. 1 Chronicles 16 recounts a key moment in Israel's history when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the city of David, or Jerusalem. Samuel tells us it happened in a moment of peace between battles. When the Ark was in place, symbolizing God's presence, David led the people in a song. Together, the nation sang of God's wonder-working power, His promise-keeping ways, and His past protection. Look to the Lord and His strength, they cried out in chapter 16. Seek His face always. They'd need to, because more battles were coming. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. That's not bad advice to follow when illness, family concerns, and other battles confront us, because we haven't been left to fight in our own waning energies. God is present. God is strong. He's looked after us in the past and will do so again. Our God will get us through. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. They brought the Ark of God and set it inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and they presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. After David had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each Israelite man and woman. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to extol, thank, and praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and next to him in rank were Zechariah, then Jaaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattatiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They were to play the lyres and harps. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow the trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant of God. That day, David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all of His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, there are times when trouble seems to be everywhere, and in those times, it's so easy to become narrowly focused on what we face and forget that You are always there with us in the midst of it. No matter what we may be facing today, may we look to You for strength and guidance, remembering that You have the strength to overcome and that You have our lives in Your hands. Thank You, Lord. It's in Your name that we pray and trust. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.